This is KTWHLP in Two Harbors, Minnesota, hearing local voices.
Here's a little song you can all join in with. It's very simple and I hope it's new. Make your own words up if you want to. Any old words that you think will do.
Hello, and thanks for listening to the Beet Farm Show here at KTWH 99.5 FM LP, Two Harbors, Minnesota. If you're too far away from this area, you know you can always stream this show and all of the other entertaining and informative programs that the station offers at ktwh.org. The Beet Farm Show, on air every Friday from 5 to 6, consists of vintage in-studio performances by a wide range of local instrumentalists, vocalists, singer-songwriters, performing in various styles. This is Leslie and Carl's Beet Farm Show, and we're here the third Friday of the month with new live sessions in the studio. Beet Farms are also replayed the following Sunday at 3 p.m., so tune in to 99.5 Low Power or ktwh.org every Friday from 5 to 6 for the Beet Farm shows. It's a great treat we have today. Hannah Ray's in our studio. It's really been quite a while.
It has, yeah. Thank you so much for having me back.
Oh, it's wonderful. So actually, I think this is a great time for your first song.
Okay. This is called String of Lights. Getting colder outside, so I stay in my room. Something inside doesn't want me to move. What's there to do when your home isn't home anymore? And I won't be afraid once the sun starts to set, for the sting of the light is as harsh as it gets. I don't want to show how I'm feeling so lost inside. I'll wait for the night and I'll run to your side. I'll wait for the night and I'll run to your side. Growing stronger each day, I know I'm in the right. Though I feel a bit anxious and tied up inside. It's like growing pains are to be expected sometimes. Oh, I know I will find my way back to the ground, working my way towards the prettiest sounds. Keep all my friends and my family held so close. I'll wait for the night and I'll run to your side. I'll wait for the night and I'll run to your side. I'll wait for the night and I'll run to your side.
Oh, yeah.
That's so nice.
Very very, very sweet.
Thank you.
Very sweet vocals. And that was called String of Lights.
Yep.
And the composer?
That's a song written by me.
Ah. Mm-hmm. Very, very nice.
Yeah, thank you.
Even nicer. Is it something you've written recently, or is it an old standard
It's an
of
old
yours?
Standard.
Okay, it yep. seemed like it was just so easy and nice for you to play. Very good.
Yeah, it's a fun one. It reminds me of the Lake Superior and the waves, how the strumming is. It just kind of feels natural.
Yeah, I guess it was just easy flowing and mm-hmm. waves fit right in there. Very good. Let's just have you tell a little bit about yourself in case there are people out here who don't know the name Hannah Ray.
Well, I went to school here in Two Harbors. So Two Harbors is my hometown. I went to elementary school at North Shore Elementary in Clover Valley. And let's see, what about me? I live in Duluth now. I play a lot in Two Harbors because Castle Danger is my home spot, really. I play there twice a month. Just really love them. They've been so kind to me and supportive of my music. It's just fantastic. And I play a lot in Duluth as well. Mm-hmm. And I also play with a band called South of Superior.
Right. And I'm going to have you talk about South of Superior maybe in a little bit. Let me see if there was something else. Not to ask right there, but I think it would be nice if we just heard you play another song. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Good.
This next one is a song by Neil Young. One of these days, I'm gonna sit down and write a long letter to all the good friends I've known. And I'm gonna try and thank them all for the good times together, though so apart we've grown. One of these days, gonna sit down and write a long letter to all the good friends I've known. One of these days, and it won't be long. And it won't be long. And I'm gonna thank that old country fiddler and all those rough boys who play that rock and roll. I never tried to burn any bridges, though I know I let some good things go. One of these days, gonna sit down and write a long letter to all the good friends I've known. One of these days, and it won't be long, and it won't be long. From down in LA, all the way to Nashville, from New York City to my Canadian prairie home. My friends are scattered like leaves from an old maple. Some are weak and some are strong. One of these days, gonna sit down and write a long letter to all the good friends I've known. One of these days, one of these days, one of these days, and it won't be long. And it won't be long. One of these days, one of these days, one of these days, and it won't be long, and it won't be long.
Ah, nice one. You know, neither Carl nor I are really familiar with that song of Neil Young's.
Really?
We know a lot of them.
Wow.
Can you think of what album or maybe not? That's a lot to ask.
Oh, man.
He's done so many. That's a really beautiful song.
Thank you. Yeah. I remember my parents listening to that one, and I wish I could tell you the album name.
Well, that's
there was one that was just called Harvest, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Maybe it was that one.
No, it wasn't on Harvest.
Harvest?
I don't think so.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, because we know a lot of Neil Young.
Really?
We love Neil Young, yeah.
Yeah.
What's that?
It was on Harvest Moon.
Harvest Moon. Oh, all right.
Thank you for that.
That was probably
We've got fact
Kim.
Checkers working
yeah.
here for us.
So that was Neil Young's song called One of These Days, and we aren't positive where it came from, but maybe from his Harvest Moon. You know, I was reading that really you have been performing locally for over a decade.
Yeah.
And that's astonishing to me. Of course, I wasn't really in so much to the pop music scene when I was working on my degrees, and I only started college when I was 45.
Ooh.
And I only moved to Superior in 98.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm kind of new to all this scene. And I wasn't familiar with pop. I was just so one-track mind working on my degree.
Yeah, well, good for you.
Getting started in my career teaching music.
Yeah, cool.
Anyway, but then as soon as I discovered the local music scene, I just was all about it. And I know 10 years ago I was seeing you, and I can't remember where, but I have followed you, and I've seen you, and I love the energy that you have and that your band South of Superior has. And
yeah, so, thank you.
Yeah, we can talk about South of Superior a little bit if you don't mind.
Yeah.
You know, how many people are in that group?
Four of us in South of Superior.
Yeah, and do you mind naming them quickly?
Andy Hosworth.
Right.
Luke Perry and Tom Berrigan.
Right.
And now we have our pretty much full-time sound technician. His name is Brandon Cipolla, and he is really kind of an honorary band member now because
uh-huh.
he's so much a part of what we do.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he makes it a breeze. We
What's
really
his
appreciate
first name?
Him. Brandon.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yeah, and so that's awesome. Wow. Just have somebody knowing what sound you want and tweaking it to, oh, wow.
Yes, it's really wonderful to work with him.
I suppose every band should be on that, be having that kind of person with them if possible. So South of Superior, how did you get that name?
It was the first name that my bass player came up with that wasn't dirty.
Okay, that's important sometimes, yeah.
Tom has a very particular sense of humor, which we all love and appreciate. But, yeah, it was like we met and we decided we wanted to do the band. And then before we really got to know each other, we had to come up with a name.
Oh, yeah.
So it was kind of like that. We all liked that we could just say SOS for short. We think that's pretty cute.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just kind of what we got stuck with.
Yeah, it's got to stay now because
exactly.
You're quite popular and yeah. All right. So that was about 10 years ago then.
Yep.
But you started out doing mostly solo, isn't that right?
You know, I did. I did play in a different band when I started when I was 19 in a band called Wildwood.
Oh, yeah.
So I was briefly in that band. Well, I shouldn't say briefly. It was a few years that I did that with them. And then that helped me build my confidence. So then I started playing solo. My very first solo gig was actually at The Landing right here in this building.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah. Right.
That's pretty cool.
It is cool. I remember asking Christina, maybe we could do a duo show. And she was like, all we need is you. You just come up and do it yourself.
Oh, wow.
So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, very neat.
Yeah.
You know, I usually kind of have an outline of how I'm going to go about an interview, but I was just passed a note, and I don't want to forget about it. And it says, please ask Hannah Ray about the bridge session this past summer with Aaron Aldridge?
Mm-hmm.
What was that all about?
We had this incredible opportunity to work with a string quartet and a pianist and a songwriter with the Duluth Superior Symphony Orchestra. They were doing something called the Bridge Sessions, where they had bands involved and wrote string and piano parts and arrangements to original songs.
Who wrote those arrangements?
Greg Moore.
He did. Okay, Greg.
And now I'm really hoping I got that correct, because I should also have notes. Next time, I'm going to have notes. But it was just this incredible experience. Some of my songs, some of my bandmate Andy Hosworth's songs.
Right.
Even my drummer had a song that he had written that we incorporated into this show. And the show was in June.
And it was held at the deck?
At the Depot, which was a very beautiful room to play in.
Nice.
It was absolutely one of the coolest things. You know, all of my bandmates, too, were just like, we've done a lot. They've played around in the area for many, many years. They've done lots of cool stuff. And all of them were like, we've never done anything like this before.
That's so amazing.
This is really magical.
And so it was actually songs that you or another band member had written.
Exactly.
And that Greg with others arranged. And that is so cool. Wow.
I do know that my bandmate Andy also did some arrangement work himself, which is also just incredible.
That is really...
He's so talented.
It was,
Andy.
Was it for full orchestra or part of
the... It was just specifically for a string quartet and a piano player.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yep.
And I could see that working a little bit better than trying to arrange it with brass and
well, it's always good to have other goals to look forward to. So hopefully someday we can get the whole symphony back there.
That would be incredible.
It was so amazing.
Really, I have to thank Kim at our station here for passing this note so we could hear about that right away and not forget the bridge sessions. Wow.
One more thing about that.
Yeah.
They actually did record it. Really beautiful audio and video, and they will be playing it on, I believe it's the local public access, I think it's PBS, or would it be through Superior? But they're going to play it on some sort of public access eventually.
Uh-huh. Oh, that would be neat.
So I'll have to let y'all know
when
that happens.
Please, please.
Absolutely.
I'm going to expect Hannah Ray will call. I'm writing that
will
right
do.
Here. Oh, I would love to see that. Okay. So how about another song?
Okay, let's do a song This is a song that I wrote, was it a couple years ago already? This is my very favorite song, Baby, so far. And this is one that we did with the symphony, the DSSO. It's called Without You. Life is better without you. I'm untethered without you. There's much more room without you being gone, being so loud. I'm stronger without you. So much more than you thought to be true. Freedom to breathe without all the lines you drew. I ain't sitting on the shelf for no one. I ain't sitting on the shelf for no one. I ain't sitting on the shelf for no one, not even you. Not even for all the good times we knew. Friends are better without you. Good new music without you. I'm eating better without the breadcrumbs you threw. I ain't sitting on the shelf for no one. I ain't sitting on the shelf for no one. I ain't sitting on the shelf for no one, not even you. Not even for all the good times we knew. Ooh. A friend to all is a friend to none. Throwing solutions at people like they're the problem. You don't get to act like you earned it with me anymore. Oh no. I ain't sitting on the shelf for no one. I ain't sitting on the shelf for no one. I ain't sitting on the shelf for no one, not even you. Not even you, 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 no, no, no.
Wow. Yeah. That's a powerful message. And, you know, I guess I know a lot of people who have had those same thoughts. At some time in their life, it really hits home for a lot of people, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, good one. No wonder it was part of the bridge session.
Oh, it was so cool.
Very, very nice. I just have to write HR original. All right. So I understand that around the time that KTWH was just getting started, I mean, in its beginnings, you were there. Leo Babeau, one of the founders of KTWH, told me that he thought you were the studio's second live guest ever when the station was just getting started.
Oh man, I think that might be true because I was here the very first day.
Yeah,
you were on. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I think they said that maybe. That fiddle player, what's his name, Austin Englehart, was he in the same day in the same time? Well, anyway. One person was ahead of you, and then...
Darn it, I almost got the first one, but not quite.
That's cool. So who was sitting in my seat? Who was hosting you? Was that Leo?
I'm quite sure it was Leo.
Okay, that's neat, yeah.
Leo, yeah.
I was thinking it was in this
Oh,
it may have.
But I'm not sure.
I can't remember. It's all kind of muddled in my brain. But I do know that I had a band gig the night before, and my little voice was.
Oh.
I was just barely hanging on.
And that can happen.
But it was worth it. It was so cool to be a part of. And yeah, I've known Leo for forever. I mean, I was really good friends with his daughter growing up. And so, you know, we were always hanging out together. And what was I going to say? Oh, he was also my soccer coach in elementary school.
Oh, wow.
I always have to drop my fun facts about Leo while I'm here.
Yeah, I love that because we like learning a little bit more about Leo. Yeah,
I really appreciated, you know, him because he was, I don't think I knew any of the rest of you at the time. So for him to invite me to do that was really, really cool. And to have gone to high school here in this town and have a radio station happen, it's just really, really great for the community. So thank you all so much.
Yeah, and we love it here too. You know, we aren't really from this community. We come up here from Superior because we love this station and this community so much.
But you make it so good. Yeah, it's wonderful.
Thanks. Yeah, it's really, really fun for us. As for Leslie and Carl's Beat Farm shows, now I looked back in my records and saw that you were here with us February 15th, 2019. At least that's what I have in my records.
That sounds correct because it must have been before the pandemic hit.
Yeah.
And I really appreciated that because you gave me a recording of it, a CD of it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And I think it's my very favorite radio performance that I've done. So thank you for
that. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Isn't it cool, Carl, to hear some... a little bit more feedback about the station and stuff. I like that.
It's so appreciated, you know, because this is a lot different from plugging in and playing a normal, you know, gig at a brewery or something. And I appreciate the comfort that you make here. It's very welcoming, and I'm glad to cut my teeth here.
Bless your heart. And well, you've been really a popular guest here at the station, I think, and of course all around Two Harbors. Was there any other time that you can
Cabin Fever? You were on Cabin Fever.
Cabin Fever?
Oh yeah. Yep. Yeah.
And so that must have been 2020
or 2021.
Uh huh.
That was a big one because it was at the old high school, or not the old high school, but my old high school here in Two Harbors.
Right.
That was really fun.
Yeah, very cool.
That was a very fun time.
Yeah, we are having another one of those, and it's March 12th.
You are, hooray. I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah. Right at that same school.
Two Harbors High School again.
On our YouTube channel, too.
Oh, yes, we did that. Session. Oh, that was a blast.
Oh, yes, of course.
Kim's reminding us of all this. Kim is our fact checker and our our reminder here. I appreciate that. Yeah, that was so fun. My bass player and I recorded a couple of my original songs with Kim and Jose at the depot here in Two Harbors. And it was cool that we did it outside, but it was a little bit cold that day.
That was for Two Harbors Food Shell fundraiser.
Oh, it was, yes, for the Two Harbors Food Shell fundraiser.
You've done
a lot here. Yeah, we appreciate...
I've been around here, yeah. Thanks for having me.
We appreciate you. I mean, you know, because you're like an icon entertainer in the area.
Thank you. So I'm doing a hair toss. An invisible hair toss.
Right. All right. I think we'll have one more song, and then we'll take a little tiny break.
Okay.
And hear something else.
This is a song that I have added to my selections probably in the last couple years when I started doing a lot of live streams out of necessity during 2020 and on. This is a song that Fred Rogers wrote, and it's called It's You I Like. It's you I like, not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like, the way you are right now, the way down deep inside you.
not the things that hide you, not your toys. They're just beside you, but it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you. It's you I like.
Such a nice remembrance.
Isn't it? That's a very, very sweet song. Is this, as I'm talking, I'm not seeing. Oh, there we go.
There you are.
All right. Yep, that is a very, very sweet song.
I really love it a lot. I guess I've always had a soft spot for just really tender and loving sort of music, and especially during, you know, the pandemic and
right.
being able to do the live streams. It was just, it was very emotional to connect with people that way a lot of times.
I'll bet.
Yeah.
It had to really feel weird, especially
it was weird.
At first.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, let's see, I was on to, I think we'll just take a little bit of a break insofar as I asked Hannah Ray if there were things or there were some people that seemed to inspire you, and she mentioned at one point, she was at First Avenue in Minneapolis, and she saw a group called Low Cut Connie.
Yep.
And so off of their CD, one that Hannah Ray has brought in,
yep.
there's a song called Help Me.
Thank you.
All right. You're listening to KTWH 99.5 FM LP, Two Harbors, Minnesota, and KTWH.org if you like to stream. And we're here today with Hannah Ray and loving everything she's giving us here. I just wanted to mention or have you talk a little bit about your guitar. What brand do you use? Is it a special one or?
Oh, this is a Washburn.
Oh, I mostly know them for basses.
Well,
but
I affectionately call her Blondie because that's her color.
Yeah.
She's been really good for me. She's a workhorse. I've had her for many years. Now I've got my little heart set on a Taylor.
Ah.
So moving towards that goal. But yeah, I really love my guitar.
That's great. I mean, you're actually your musical partners.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you.
You really are. Yeah.
It's true.
How did you get started in your music? Was that in school? Did you play an instrument growing up, or how did that happen?
Yep, I played piano when I was young. I took 5 years of lessons from Georgianne Hunter, name drop Georgianne.
All right.
I actually played in a little band with some other Clover Valley kids who also took piano lessons, and we had a bucket bass. I played guitar. My brother played banjo. We had a couple hammer dulcimer. We had a hammer dulcimer and like a lap dulcimer, and we called ourselves Forever Tuning.
I like that.
Which is great, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so that was fun. I mean, that was a pretty short-lived thing, but it was lots of fun. And let's see, what else? In elementary school, I was in band and choir. Very much a band and choir kid. Loved it.
What instrument in band?
In band, I played.
I'm just
curious. I bopped around a little bit.
Yeah.
But I would say mostly I played percussion.
Uh huh.
Actually, I did play a little bit of lead electric guitar in jazz band in high school, just for a short time. And my band director in high school did also try to get me to play French horn, but it was really hard.
Yeah, it is.
She's like, we need someone else on French horn. And I was like, you know what? I would like to stick to the percussion.
Yeah. It's those easy to hit harmonics or whatever on French horn. I think it's the most difficult brass instrument by far.
It's amazing.
So it really is.
It's amazing.
I love the sound, but
yeah, it
that's
is beautiful.
Hard. Very difficult.
Yep, a little beyond me. I also played acoustic guitar from a young age. I had like a smaller bodied guitar for kids. So I did kind of learn some chords at that point. I had some great VHS tapes of a few different teachers and kind of ebbed and flowed with that. But then when it got to close to the end of my high school career, I did play an acoustic song at a talent show, which was my first time like performing solo.
Oh, wow.
With a guitar like that. And it was the song Best I Ever Had by Vertical Horizon. And I remember my friends in high school thought it was really great. So that really boosted my confidence.
Yep. And that, you know, sometimes that's all it takes. And it's very important.
Absolutely.
When young people are growing up to have that kind of push, that little bit of support. And I love that story. Thank you. All right. So how about another song?
Okay.
Lying in my bed, I hear the clock tick and think of you. Caught up in circles, confusion is nothing new. Flashback, warm nights, almost left behind. Suitcase of memories. Time after sometimes you picture me, I'm walking too far ahead. You're calling to me. I can't hear what you have said. Then you say, go slow, and I fall behind. The second hand unwinds. If you're lost, you can look, and you will find me. Time after time, if you fall, I will catch you. I'll be waiting. Time after, my picture fades. Darkness has turned to gray. Watching through windows, you're wondering if I'm okay. Secrets stolen from deep inside. The drum beats out of time. If you're lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time, if you fall, I will catch you. I'll be waiting. Time after time, if you're lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time, if you fall, I will catch you. I will be waiting. Time after time, time after time, time after time.
Oh, that's a beautiful song.
That's a beautiful song.
Thank you.
And who wrote that one? Where did that come from?
That's a Cyndi Lauper song.
Oh, that is, of course. Yeah. I knew. I just couldn't place it right.
I really love that song. And there's this really beautiful Eva Cassidy version of it as well. Just love Eva Cassidy's voice so much. So it took, I really, really loved that song for a while, but it took me a while to find my own way of feeling good about playing it myself. Playing it out.
Oh.
So it's kind of a mix of a few different versions of the song, but it's really fun.
It's you made it your own.
I mean, it well.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Carl, for adding that. Very, very nice. Who are some of the folks that you've played with besides your band? Because I think, of course, there was that, there were those sessions. And Erin Aldridge was included.
Erin is so cool.
Yeah. She, by the way, has confirmed that she's going to grace us with her presence at the next Cabin Fever Reliever.
Oh, how fabulous.
Yeah.
Her or her solo or her with her band?
Her solo.
Oh,
and,
fabulous.
And I think she's going to join New Salty Dog. None of this is actually set in stone,
ooh,
but she's confirmed, and
fun.
She even sent me an audio of what she's thinking of playing.
Fabulous.
So, isn't that cool?
She's wonderful.
Yeah, and
absolutely.
What a dear to, you know, agree to come clear up here and everything. I just love her.
For sure.
I never see her around town, and this morning I went to the post office. There was Erin.
And there she was.
Yeah. All right. So let's see. When can people learn more about you on Facebook or other?
I do have a Facebook page, which is what I utilize most for my gig list postings at this time. That is also where I live stream. That's at www.facebook.com/HannahRayGunn, so HannahReyGunn.
Right, okay.
Yep, so that's where you can find me there. You can also find me on YouTube. That one's youtube.com/HannahRayBanana. Unfortunately, Raygun was already taken.
Oh, wow!
Darn it.
Wow!
So there's some video of me there. And yeah, the gig post is kind of my main thing that I do on my Facebook page. I do usually like 3 months worth of gigs I post at a time, so you can check it out and see wherever I'll be at. If you'll be around, I really appreciate that.
Yeah, I saw your current gig list. And, I guess it doesn't really matter. I was going to make one suggestion.
Okay, yeah.
As a music listener goer.
Yeah.
Maybe put the day of the week and people
okay.
don't have to flip to their calendar.
Oh, for sure. That's
a very good
idea.
It's a wonderful, it really is a wonderful list. I could send that to you on an email, that suggestion, if you want.
Yeah, I'm going to write it down,
but,
too.
Yeah.
That's a
great
idea.
I mean, just, I personally, that's what I have to do. I have to go with my calendar, go, let's see, what day of the week is that?
You know, and then, it's always good to have, like, the most information possible, for sure. It's challenging.
Yeah,
it's
bet.
Challenging because it's like I want the information to be there, and I also am I'm not a type of person who is super comfortable with a whole ton of social media.
Right.
I'm comfortable using it, but I just don't want to overwhelm people with it, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does.
But the day of the week is a great addition.
Yeah,
thank
I mean,
you
it
for
could,
that. Yes.
It could even be a SU for Sunday, or, you know, it could
oh,
be
yeah.
abbreviated.
Yeah,
yeah,
for sure. That's
good,
great...
good. Thanks.
Thank you for that,
sure.
Leslie.
Sure. I was a little hesitant to mention it, but I thought, oh, what the heck.
Hey, if it can make it easier for people, then that's what we're going for.
Yeah.
Accessibility is huge.
It really helps, but that list is really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really like that list.
Yeah.
Okay, how about another song?
This is a song I wrote called Fold. Darkness marks the spot where you used to live. I keep your t-shirts folded up on the stairs, and I will never run my fingers through your hair again. Time slows, my mind goes wherever it lies. Wherever it lies, I don't want to say goodbye. I don't want to leave your side. I don't want to walk this road without you. Though it looks like what I'm gonna have to do. This road without you. I don't want to walk this road without you.
Oh, sweet. Well, we've heard a couple of originals from you. One says, I can't make it with you, sort of. Mm-hmm. And another says, mm-hmm. I can't make it without you. And, well, of course, that's life.
Yes, a little bit of something.
That is life. Can you just say one more time how people, what that address is? It's
www.facebook.com/HannahReygun, HannahReyGun.
Right, and that's one word then, Hannah Reygun, yep. Right? Yeah, good. Okay, and then to find out more about South of Superior?
Yep, I do include the band dates on my my music page as well. So
okay.
Those will be included there.
Way yep. Cool. All right.
I have to say one thing, Leslie. Leslie has these fantastic socks on. They're black with little music notes and little violins.
Yes.
Those are so great.
Look, there's a string bass and a cello.
Very cool. And,
yeah, sometimes I wear them to quintet, Fran.
They're
yeah,
they're,
aren't they just yep. Nice? I save them for these music gigs
it's
I
perfect.
Do.
Yep.
Thanks. Yep. I like you noticed them.
I love some cute socks.
Yeah, me too. All right, so, whoa. Okay, I think we need some more music.
Okay, let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
She's a good girl. Loves her mama, loves Lizzo, and America too. She's a good girl, crazy about Elvis, loves horses, and her girlfriend too, yeah, yeah. It's a long day, living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard. I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart, and I'm free, free falling. Yeah, I'm free, free falling. All the vampires walking through the valley, move west down Ventura Boulevard. All the bad boys are standing in the shadows, while the good girls are home with broken hearts. And I'm free, free falling. Yeah, I'm free, free falling, free falling now, free falling now, free falling now, I'm 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 free falling. Wanna glide down over Mulholland. I wanna write her name in the sky. Wanna free fall out into nothing. Wanna leave this world for a while. And I'm free, free falling. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Beautifully done. You know, that's...
Thank you.
Free Fallin' by Tom Petty. That's one of my favorite songs of his.
And that's one of my favorites too.
Yeah, very, very nice. So, you know,
thank you.
That in particular, you know, it's Tom Petty's song, but it was a la Hannah Ray. Mm-hmm. And I just, you know, that's very neat to, you know, tweak it and make it your own.
That's another song that I've really loved for many years. And John Mayer does a very cool cover, kind of closer to what I do. Mm-hmm. I think it might be finger picking as well. Just kind of a gentler version. That's sort of what inspired me to do my own, too.
Yeah.
And I wanted to mention quickly, just before I forget, that I am still doing live streams on my Facebook page, and I will be doing 3 in February. I do them on Thursdays. So the first 3 Thursdays in February, I will be live streaming on my Hannah Ray page on Facebook.
And what time?
At 6 p.m.
Okay.
Yep. And I just think that's kind of fun, because if people aren't really comfortable going out to the bars, or they're not local, it's just kind of fun to just pop on, or if the weather's crummy. Or Kim tuned in.
Chit-chat
and
all. Yes.
Yeah.
I love Kim tuned in last night. That was so great. It's a really fun way to connect, and we all say hi to each other, and it's great. So please tune in if you happen to be there.
Are those shows archived anywhere?
They are, yep. They're all up for anytime viewing at my Facebook page. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, great question, Carl. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you, Carl.
And yeah, that's good to know. You know, and we're really running out of time, but we'll have you do one more song, I'm sure.
Okay.
But before we go, could you just quickly say where are your next couple live gigs without
right here in Two Harbors at Castle Danger tomorrow night. 6 to 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And on Sunday, I'm doing an afternoon show at Ursa Minor Brewing, 1 to 3 p.m.
Oh, wow.
That's in the Craft District in Duluth.
Yeah, and that, you know, that they are having a lot of the most popular bands at Ursa Minor. They have them come, and it seems to be a great venue for folks.
Yeah, they're another wonderful one. Castle Danger is my bread and butter, and Ursa Minor is another great place where they treat their employees well. You can tell that they really appreciate musicians. It's just the best kind of atmosphere.
Yeah, very, very nice.
Yep.
So I'm assuming that we're really going to have to say goodbye, and thank you so much for coming clear up here.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a joy.
Yeah, it was for us, too, and we're just so appreciative that live musicians will come and sit down and have this intimate kind of a relationship. Carl, did you want to?
I really enjoyed the hour, and we'll surely be taking in your shows.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah. I really appreciate that.
All right. So we're going to have like one more song, I guess, from Hannah Ray. And by the way, Hannah Ray, you never use your D word at the end of your...
Hannah Ray is my stage name.
Right. Okay. So that's what I'll always refer to you as.
Thank you.
Great. And so one more song, and it's going to be called...
This is Simply the Best.
Simply the Best. And thanks again for coming up.
I call you when I need you and my heart's on fire. You come to me wild and wild. You come to me, give me everything I need. Give me a lifetime of promises and a world of dreams. Speak the language of love like you know what it means. And it can't be wrong. Take my heart and make it strong, babe.